There once was a land of four colorful strands, blue, red, purple, and green. Each boasted a unique harvest of their very own, with bountiful, curious things. In Bluestrot, they had beautiful wappernackles. In Redstrot, they had tasty prings. In Purplestrot, they raised fat abortaloos, and in Greenstrot, they made warm defeme. Now, within each land of colorful strands, there lived people an awesome assortment of shades. The Bluestrot wappernackle carvers are blue in hue, and Redstrot cooks crimson of face. Purplestrot wranglers are both red and blue, Greenstrot clothiers blue or yellow skin graced. And they all had a way of unknowingly interacting that at a glance might seem kind of strange. Those who were blue enjoyed fruits multitude, duffeme shirts, wappernackle rings, and domesticated abortaloos, while those who were red ate prings deliciously prepared and had access to abortaloos for their own uses too. And yellows were always so amazingly arrayed with duffeme hats, socks, dresses, scarves, boots, and suits. They would share all these precious objects within their own color culture, but made one pay if you were outside the loop. So blues gave to blues, and reds gave to reds, and yellows gave to yellows like everyone else did. The yellows had clothes, and the reds food and robes, and the blues had gabardines, beasts, and gems. But the reds needed defeme for freezing incarnadine, winters, and blue needed pring seeds to plant them. And the yellows so resplendent could hardly live without the wappernackle accessories blues fashion. Each needed each, but only for so many things, and quickly the picture is born. That the blues need the least because they have the most, and the yellows the most because their coffers are shorn. While the reds, though they had something the yellows did not, could benefit from a little bit more. Just or unjust, due to the lack or largess of resource, gradually, of course, a social system does form. Now, one might be tempted to say the story ends here, but that isn't how this story goes. For one day, one color gave freely to another, though who started it, we don't rightly know. We're uncertain how long it took to catch on, but eventually this propensity grows, to the point that every color is giving to one another and the old system automatically implodes. In a world where the defeme, wappernackle and prings, and abortaloos are shared equally, it isn't too much of a surprise to discover that blues, reds, and yellows mixed and had new colored babies. They were indigos and oranges, very explorative little sojourners who surveyed every land length and wave on the seas, where they founded more places for colors to collaborate together in a united community. Their civilization thrived. They built pretty ships they could fly and set out into the universe with a plan. Let's spread the truth of what we've learned to as many as we can. Go forth, expound, and expand. They zoom all around us every day in their rockets. They are light in all of the spectrums. So when you see a rainbow or how colors all work as one, just remember how it all began.